Welcome to the Diamonds Forever 31 Thursday News. This is Lily, and today is December 19th, 2013. Our call-in number is 209-255-1000. The PIN number is 883-267-POUND. Again, that's 209-255-1000. PIN number is 883-267-POUND. And our reference today is number 98. So for today's reference, for any playbacks, today is number 98. Two more to go, and we're at 100. Our guest last week for the Saturday call, the playback number is number 97. And the guest was Franco Di Nicola. That was a great, great call. Very well worth listening to. And our blog spot is diamondsforever31.blogspot, and that's diamonds with an S. And the email is diamondsforever31. Again, that's diamonds with an S at yahoo.com. For our international callers, please go to diamondsforever31.blogspot and look up your country code for all your country numbers. This Saturday, we have a special guest, Vivian. Vivian from Arcturus. This will be very interesting, and we hope you join us. Again, the replay line for the calls is 209-255 1099, same PIN, which is 883-267-POUND. Elizabeth?
Thank you. Thanks, Lily. Welcome, everybody, to the Diamonds 30-Minute World News Update and Intel. Well, let's just start with the financial reset, the Iraqi dinar, and all that. In that world, we are hearing news that, you know, it's here, but I've heard that for 3-4 years, the same stuff replayed different ways. So I'm hoping it's here, and maybe it will be. One of these days it will be. So that's where that is. In other news, to encourage you that the world is changing, it is paradigm shifting. Paradigm shift is a new way of doing things, a new way of thinking. And we, whether you know it or not, our physical bodies are changing, literally. And we talk a lot about that, who we really are, on the Diamonds Extended Call on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central. So join us for that and listen to some recordings to get a taste of that. Something different every week, learning who you really are. And you are powerful. You are a diamond. So let's get to the news tonight. A few things. It's been pretty slow these last 2-3 weeks, but I'll tell you some things going on. Uranus, the planet, just went direct, and that kind of means that we'll be seeing external things. Instead of searching our hearts inside of us, we're going to be seeing some breakthroughs externally, like big-time exposure, I would say, of all kinds of fraud and all kinds of lies that have been covered up for lots and lots and lots of years. And at the same time, some breakthroughs for us, you know, our freedom in many, many ways. So here's on the NSA is back in the news this week at the beginning of the week. I guess it went to court, and a federal judge ruled that the NSA stuff was unconstitutional for the people. And he said something like, you know, our forefathers would be rolling around in their grave if they were here and, you know, we were found out about this NSA stuff going on. And the news tonight regarding the NSA, it was revealed, and they played the tape today somewhere in court in London, where Prince Harry and Prince William and Kate played recordings that their cell phones got hacked by this NSA and reporters, you know. So that came out today. So that's really, really big. So we'll look for a great big more exposure on that. You know, Mr. Snowden is involved in some of that. And there's more news that is being way held back regarding what Snowden has. It'll come out. Also in Russia today, President Putin came out and just had a special talk with the people. I guess it ended up being a four-hour talk, President Putin. Now, you know, he's a good guy, and he's on our side. Yeah, long story, if you don't know about that, we talk more about that on the Diamonds call. But he talked about subjects that, I forgot what they said, but it was really good to see a president come out and talk with his people. For 4 hours, he had stuff to say, and it was good. Along that, let's compare it to President Obama today. Obama commutes sentences of 8 crack cocaine offenders. Basically, I think he reduced their sentences, and this is what it says. President Barack Obama has commuted the sentences of 8 individuals convicted of crack cocaine offenses. In a statement, Obama said the commutation is an important step toward restoring fundamental ideals of justice and fairness, quote unquote. And this is a sign and a wonder of what's going on in our world today. And then it goes on and noted that he signed legislation in 2010 to narrow the disparity between penalties for crimes related to powder and crack cocaine. Obama's push to change criminal justice policy to correct what his administration calls unfairness in sentencing and to keep down the cost of lengthy incarcerations for nonviolent crimes. And we can, and goes on. And another thing that's been happening a lot, there's a lot of criminals that have been released from prison, freedom, got their freedom, and were unjustly imprisoned because they were totally innocent. So there's another good signs and wonders. There's 3 or 4 or 5 of them I can think of even just this year. Okay, another big breakthrough. Was the drug companies, a big drug company this week, I didn't get the name of it, decided to stop payments to doctors that are, they've been doing this for a long time, paying the doctors to promote that drug company's drugs and write so many prescriptions to clients for that drug, and if they write so many, they also give them a good money tip, you know. But this drug company decided they're not going to do that, and they put that out mainstream. Other big companies will follow, they'll most likely have to follow. So that's a big sign of the crumbling of the bad guys' world, crumbling, the walls crumbling. That was extraordinary news in that category. And it's just starting to roll out. A big painting company got sued for lead in their paint and their lead. And a lot of people have tried to sue before. They never won. Well, there was a big win on that, a breakthrough for the people. Target today, the news came out. Did you hear this, Lily? 40 billion people in the USA go into Target stores between the day before Thanksgiving and through Black Friday. Somehow they think it's an insider job, got everybody's credit card number. 40 million people. Wow, they got hacked, basically. And they got all those, they were all at all the registers. Somehow all the registers got hacked in the USA during that time. Well, anyway, there may be something more behind that story, but it'll come out. I bring it out because we'll develop that story as we go along. Okay, let's see here. Let me go to this next page. All right, if you don't know about false flags that the bad guys do, there are false flags that they do to bring in our fear, bring fear to the people, and they literally steal our energy. One of them was the Sandy Hook school shooting. Don't believe all what's in the media. We're very much deceived, and everybody is about ready to find that out. Now, there's a story there, Lily, Sandy Hook victims alive and well, and there's a video of a child that's, it looks like they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance in a classroom, a bunch of kids, and it's the same, apparently one of the girls that died in Sandy Hook. Now, we've seen a lot of that with the Boston bombing and stuff. So just painting the sign and wonder of nobody can hide, nobody can hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Okay, no matter who you are, with all what's going on, these major paradigm shifting.
Did you have the news regarding the college in Colorado? That was another false flag.
Oh, that was just this week, wasn't it? I didn't bring any of that in, but go ahead.
Yeah, I it's vague. I'm going off memory. I don't have the it up on the computer, but it was a community college in Colorado, and it was documented that it was I think it was December 16th. It was documented that they had a drill the same day in the same place. And I believe it was before its news.
Okay, yes, and they use these drills. They're drills. They plan it ahead of time. They incorporate all the police and the ambulance and all that, and they think they're doing a drill. But, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, here we go. They're rioting all around the world. We had that in the news last week. There are riots and protests going on all around the world. You know, not to scare or fear you, but that just says people are done with everything. They're saying no more, no more. So we can bet our pants that if people are protesting all around the world, there will be change underfoot. Change, we're going to push change all together because we're all standing up now. And, of course, the mass media, particularly the USA and other countries, are not putting that in the mainstream media news. No, they're not. So if you know for a fact they're writing all around the world and they're not putting in the mainstream media news, what are they hiding? So that tells you we're very much deceived by these, whoever they are, you know. And also, just not only that, but the police that are in these riots that are protecting or surrounding the people, they're taking off their uniforms and laying down the shields and their helmets. There's pictures out there, you know, for proof of this. And they're joining with the people protesting. Wow. Consciousness is paradigm shifting. That's a clue that we are changing physically in our consciousness. It's changing. We're going back to peace. No more war. No more war. Peace and joy. Yes, it may seem unbelievable, even to me sometimes, but we're heading that way. There's another standing up to... The other one is, this is a beautiful thing, Lily. They have a big... a helicopter picture on a street, and by wearing different colored hats, blue and red, over 2,600 employees of Genentech in San Francisco celebrated the 60th anniversary of the discovery of DNA. So they're formed like in a DNA helix with red and blue hats. It's on a street, a helicopter view. It's beautiful. I bring that in because, you know, our DNA is changing. We have more than two strands in our DNA. And that's just how our consciousness is rising, expanding. That's the word. Alrighty. Back up to other news. Okay. There's been some very interesting UFO activity. Did you see this, Lily? Some very interesting UFO activity linking right into place over Syria. And there's a video. It says, it's clearly some very interesting UFO activity linking right into place over Syria. Can we say it looks like a FFA prelude? And there's a video. So he says, hello, is anybody out there? Man, it's been quiet lately. We're talking about the news. Yes, we can say that too. Kind of eerie, right? The quiet before the storm. Oh, let me reset. It's been quiet lately, kind of eerie, and there have been all sorts of old things going on with electronics. TV broadcasts etc. I read something somewhere in the last few days that said we can expect plenty of that as old souls pole shift develops. So anyway, we'll just go on to the next story. Maybe this is the one. Okay, I did the Obama one. So it's been pretty slow, but you know what? With the signs and the energies coming, it's going to ramp up really big. So buckle your seatbelts, guys. You won't have to look very hard. It'll be right in front of your face. There. Okay, I'm getting to the few more stories. Lily, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is an update on the NSA surveillance and Edward Snowden. As you may know, a U.S. judge has ruled strongly against the NSA's blanket surveillance, ruling it unconstitutional. It seems that still has some meaning in the U.S., although has mostly been skirted around. There's a lot of things been skirted around in the U.S. that's going to be breaking through. Okay, a powerful rebuke of mass surveillance gets to the essence of things. Also, Edward Snowden has recently sent an open letter to the Brazilian people, and given we hear very little directly from him. So he sent a letter to the Brazilian people to give him asylum, you know, to let him go over there, too. So, and I think that's... Wow, we did a record tonight. That's all the news. There's not really a lot.
Yeah, there was also, I probably shouldn't bring it up because I don't have the specific details, but the Rothschilds purchased more of the weather channels because they're trying to control there's several of them that they bought in 2011, August, February of 2012. They're buying like weather graphics. They're interested in weather.
Wow.
So that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, they're not going to
find the most recent article. It was last week.
They're not going to keep it up.
Geoengineering.
Yeah. Let's get Kate Agaya's Blog Talk radio phone number. If you guys want to get blown away, here's a call you can go to. It's on most every night. And
yeah,
she knows what she's
week.
Talking about. Let's see. How can we give that number? That phone. Let's give the phone number. Blog. I'll give that to you, and we'll just go to Kate of Gaia. And she talks about, and another man, Santos, they talk about how really, really, we are very much duped in this world, and this is why we're having this paradigm shift. And if you don't know a lot about it, you'll surely learn here. Oh gosh.
It's 661. I know that. Hang on.
Oh, of course I can.
Oh, wait.
Maybe we can find it on his Facebook, her Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Sorry, guys. Bear with us. Of course, it's not coming up like you want it to.
No, and I cut and pasted it to somebody, but my page is blank now. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try going there now again. Okay. Oh, go to
Blog Talk.
Her Blogspot. WordPress. Sorry, guys. I'm going. Here. I'll just do
here
a word search.
661-467-2401. 661-467-2401. And it's 40 minutes remaining. It's live right now.
So it's a Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to it on the phone while it's live. It's most every night at what time? 6 p.m. Central?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody in the audience that if you want to bring any news in or have any comments or any questions, whether it's on the news here or any other questions? We'll see if we can answer them for you. Just star 6 to unmute if you have any questions. Okay, well, I think that ends the 30-minute Diamonds Forever 30-minute world news tonight. And one of these weeks, we're going to have exciting stuff to talk about. So stay tuned and pass this 30-minute world news show on to your friends, please. Thank you so much. Anything you want to say, Lily?
Stay tuned. Did I announce Vivian from Arcturus?
1 p.m. Central, Saturday.
Saturday.
On the same number, same PIN number, yes.
Yeah, 209-255-1000.
And if you want to learn a lot more, too, you could go to the Diamonds with an S, forever31.blogspot.com. And I just posted a lot of the recordings for the Diamonds show. You can click on them or you can dial the number, the recorded number. And there's a lot of blogging there of what's going on in the world. So you can get a pretty good overview of the major stuff that's been going on and catch up.
Yeah, the radio show that's currently going is Critical Mass Radio on Blog Talk.
It's very good. You can learn. We'll do one of those readings, one of these Saturday shows for Kate. I think we'll read about the contract on Saturday, maybe. All right, let me stop the recording. Maybe somebody wants to say hi then.